From Marketplace, I'm Nancy Marshall-Genzer in for David Brancaccio. Happy New Year. U.S. markets are closed today for New Year's Day. They reopen tomorrow at 9:30 a.m. Wall Street time. Many analysts predict 2024 will be a relatively good year for businesses and the economy. Expectations are for a rising S&P 500 index, falling inflation, lower interest rates, and an economy that is slowing but resilient. In short, they say the Federal Reserve is likely to achieve its so-called soft landing. Marketplace's Nova Safo is here with more. Hi, Nova.
Good morning.
So why are economists so much more optimistic this year than last?
Yeah, what a difference a year makes, right? 2023 started with a lot of gloom and doom. Many economists thought a recession was more likely than not because they thought the Federal Reserve would have to tip the economy into one in order to tame inflation. That was a widely held view. Well, what's happened since? Inflation has fallen dramatically. We started 2023 at 6.5%. We're now at about 3%. That's not far from the Fed's target range, which is 2%. All that progress, and we have not had a recession. And that's why you're seeing so much optimism now, Nancy, as 2024 gets started.
And why do you think analysts believe that this positive trend will continue?
Well, the labor market has remained strong, not as strong as earlier in the post-pandemic recovery, but there hasn't been a spike in layoffs. People are still spending, which is powering the economy, but inflation is coming down because people are also being picky about their spending. So at the moment, it looks very much like the Fed is going to manage to pull off the soft landing everyone's been talking about, and analysts expect interest rates to come down, stocks to rally, and yes, corporate earnings to hold up fairly well this year.
Thank you, Nova.
You're welcome.